aim.
First thing I want to say is,
rise and be thankful. I'm in a better place right now. Still coping with stress. I do things to release my stress. I get stressed out easy. But besides that, my thought process is better. More positive thoughts. When you've been in like battle or like competing mode, that's when negative thoughts come in. But I'm not of my thoughts. People are not of their thoughts. We don't create our thoughts. We have to read and study and fill our mind with health to be smarter. It's like learning a word and studying the letters so you can spell the word. You know? So I do things to help my mind. I read the word. I read books to help my mind. Because my mind, I've been battling with my mind. The mind is a battlefield. And I've just been battling with it, so. And I'm thankful, man. I escaped so much toxic situations. All I could do is rise and be thankful. I miss the girl I was with before. I know she's doing good. Well, she's doing good. She's healthy. She's taking care of what she gotta take care of. It's fine. But besides that, I go by that to say I've been doing a lot of thinking. That's all. Ain't nothing but time to think. I got 1.6K views, probably more on a post on YouTube. I said rappers need to go to work. There's nothing with work. Nothing wrong with working a job. Actually an opportunity. It's a good thing that somebody give you a job or something to do to earn money. Trusting you to better the company and making a way for you to support your family or yourself. People look at me like I have more than them. Some people. Well, I'm in a better place. That's not true. But don't envy what you don't know. I ain't the rapper who's gonna front for the Instagram. I'm going to post how I dress at the moment. I don't care about looks. I don't care about views, likes, none of that stuff. None of that motivates me. None of that motivates me.
not gonna put on the front like I'm this big time rapper. No. I'm a regular rapper. I make music. I eat food. I do regular stuff. I stay out the way. That's why when you watch my story, you just see genuine me. You see a hoodie, you see the logo, you see regular stuff. You don't see me on the beach. I don't post when I'm on doing things. I don't need to post, bro. I wake up, you see me wake up. I don't need to put on a front for everybody, a storyline, a time to show that I'm having a good time. I don't need to do all that, man. But yeah, man. I ain't let out the bed. Peace. Man, I just want to say I'm thankful, dog. Before the setup came, I'm being honest right now. Like, people been listening to me. Like, people been, like, behind doors, just knowing everything. Before the setup came, dog, I went to the doctor. I got shots. I took pills. That's why my health is good today. Because I knew in advance that something was going to happen. And I went to the doctor. So I'm just thankful, dog. I'm thankful my health is okay. You know, I smoke. I do a lot of things. And I'm just in a good place because I have the best doctors who are certified and who are giving me everything I need. Like, this helping me. Oh, that's occurring? Oh, we ready to give you this. Oh, that occurring? Oh, we ready to give you this. Oh, this person did that to you? We ready to give you this. It's not going to happen. It's not. Because in advance, I went to them and I explained to them I'm in a predicament where the enemy is fighting against me. And this is what the enemy wants to do to me. He wants to embarrass me. He wants to humiliate me. He wants to have people talk behind doors to me. He wants to show me at my worst. Which is fine. I never complained. I never cried. You know, I've been embarrassed before, so I know how it feels. It got to a point where I don't get embarrassed. I just smile and joke about it. Do stand-up comedy about it. Like, I'm that type of celebrity. I'm that type of person. Like, it don't bother me. So it's not a big deal at all. It's really not. But I'm just thankful for the doctors in advance that knew something was occurring. Without my knowledge, you know, just me talking and venting, they're like, bro, people like you, this always happen for people like you. So let me go ahead and give you this. Let me go ahead and give you that. And that's why I just did blood work. In my blood, nothing is in my blood. Nothing. Cholesterol, everything is fine. No illnesses, no sickness. You know, I'm just healthy. I'm just fine. Asked him, was anything occurring? Nothing. Nothing's occurring. So nothing I need to watch out for to take medicine. You know, I do have, get my thought process back. I wouldn't say I'm crazy or anything like that, but I have to get my thought process back because my mind's been tampered with, for those who know. So I'm just thankful I have to, I can take medicine on that. And I'm just in a good state of mind right now. I'm just happy thoughts. You know, the boredom strikes. The boredom strikes, you know. I'm not around the people I used to be with. People, you know, I have interviews. I have a YouTube channel. I had a website. I had all these things going on for me. And the more success you get, the more you find yourself alone. I don't know if it's about the blogs telling people that they are fruity, gay. Excuse me, I'm just saying for anybody that is, no disrespect. I'm just saying blogs make up things and tell things about certain people. I don't know if it's the way blogs is that celebrities stay away from people, because blogs talk about anything. Blogs will say you this and you that. You know what I'm saying? And people talk about it, you know? People gossip in barbershops about celebrities. This be real. When you of significant or somebody, people talk about you. Which is fine on my behalf, because this is the dream that I chase. And I know what comes with it. You know? So it doesn't really bother me. I'm just that we was able to catch certain things on time. You know, certain things that would have harmed me, certain things that would have put me, my life, and through a pandemic. And we caught things in time, some things like, well, we caught everything in time, just saying like the fights and stuff like that that occurred in my life that couldn't be prevented. But we was able to distance myself from people. Not recognizing or it almost gets to a point you feel like you're somewhere else, but everything looks the same, so you know you home, but everything just look different in your mind, but everything's the same. You know everything's the same, but the people look different. And you're like, damn, where everybody go? So I'm thinking like they knocked down the projects. Maybe everybody just moved out somewhere else, relocated the whole city to somewhere else. Besides, I don't even put myself in those areas where to meet hood mentalities and nothing like that. I don't be around those environments. I be in like mostly suburb environments. You know, that's where I hang out at. That's where I smoke. That's where I be chilling. That's where I read. That's where I eat. That's where I just do me. You know, people know of my face, but they don't know me. I don't speak to nobody. I'm not the person that speaks to everybody all the time. Back in the day, I spoke to everybody. That's why I was so popular, buying people's stuff. You know, going to different places, walking, people talk. You know, that's why I became so popular here. But, yeah, I'm just thankful, man. I'm just thankful because things could have been a lot worse, you know? Things definitely could have been a lot worse. I'm still under a lot of stress. That's why I smoke so much. I don't know how to describe the stress. The stress is more like I get irritated fast. I'll do the job, but I get irritated. It's like doing something I don't want to do stresses me out, so I have to smoke while I do it. But most people, that it's like that way when people work jobs, they got to smoke. People do a better job when they smoke. But I don't smoke what they smoke. I smoke like cigarettes, stuff like that. It just helped pause it for a minute, but it comes back up. But yeah, man, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful, man. I heard that I have I can't speak about that. I'm saying kids and stuff like that, but I don't want to speak about that. But I just hope everybody's well. Look, I thought y'all was gonna say something else. I don't got nothing. I just told you my blood work was fine. They check for everything. Maybe I can post it if they let me post it. I don't know. I get the results and show you guys. I could do it live because a lot of people think I can't say that. People know I don't got nothing. Somebody tell me, we don't think you got nothing. Like, you know you don't got nothing. But I just did my blood work and it was fine. They checked for everything. It was nothing. And that's because I went to the doctor before and after things. Before the setup came, the devil trying to harm my life with with illness, with sickness. You know, I'm just venting to you guys. I just want you guys to listen. You know, and I pray that no kid or individual goes through what I went through. You know, it's stuff I couldn't prevent it, but we know beforehand, doctors knew. I told them, it's nothing I can do about it. This is what's going to happen. My mind is being tampered with. I'm being set up by an individual. And I can't remember too much of not to go back to that place, you know? So I don't get mad about anything in my life. I'm thankful. You know, I took a lot of medication. I took a lot of shots to prevent it. And it's prevented. You know, it's prevented for the most part. And the health is better. I tested it out. It's better. And I'm not saying that. I ain't testing that out. I'm just saying I'm good. I'm just good. I'm just Vince, y'all. I talk about anything. It doesn't embarrass me. Any downplay, anything. It doesn't get me mad. It gets me, I don't know. I just feel this weird thing, like blogs, stuff like that. Pick it up and just talk about it. It's like gossip to get people to listen more to your music or know who you are. And that's hip-hop to you, you know. I could post on my Instagram page and say, say anything that's publicity. And it can be very known, you know. It can be talked about from people. It's all about what hip-hop is and what mostly the genre of hip-hop, you know. And that's mostly things we do, and things we listen to on the radio, you know. Such and such got married. Such and such, is in a relationship. Such and such broke up. We hear all those people's lives. We hear everything in those people's lives. So I don't get mad about nothing. People talk, people listen, people people just know everything. It's fine, you know. I'm a celebrity, you know, so it doesn't really bother me. I'm getting used to it. People just, you know, just blurting out things and stuff like that, or knowing everything about me. You know, I have a Wikipedia, for goodness sakes, that they just showed me that I can't even go to on my phone, that explain everything about me, you know. It might show everything. You can, it's going to get to a point where you can Google everything about me, and it's going to pop up. It's going to pop up, dog. So it's nothing I can hide from somebody. It's nothing I can hide, bro. This is what it is, you know. If I'm in a relationship, everyone is going to know about it. It's nothing I can do to hide it. It's nothing I can do to say, hey, I'm not with this person. I'm a celebrity. It's going to be talked about. It's going to be posted on social media. People going to know in advance. Not to even speak to me on that type of level. Like, oh, you got a wife. You got a girl. I'm just saying it for an example. But, yeah, man. I'm blessed. Thankful, right? I always say rise and be thankful, because things could have been a lot worse. You know, I could be sick right now, you know. So I'm just thankful. Like, I can be illness, you know. I could be, it could be a lot worse, you know. So I always say rise and be thankful. It's nothing I can really not be thankful. I think my doctor at the time, I told her this situation is ready to occur. And I told her I was gone with somebody, and I haven't just seen them. And I don't know how we broke up, you know. We didn't break up, but I just didn't know how. It's like almost I couldn't visit this person. And
she explained to me, well, yeah, you're a celebrity, you know. These things are ready to take place. This is going to happen to you. If she loves you, she'll still be in your life. At this moment, you're going to go through something. You know, because the devil's concerned about the things you've been doing or who you are. So give them some time. They want some time with you. They want to, these are the things they want to do with you, and we can't help you. You know, you ever heard somebody say that? These are the things we can't avoid. You know, you're going to be at that place and this is going to happen. Huh, I let you watch it. I'm like, oh man, can you stop that? Can you prevent that? Can this be that way? If we know, Kim, it's nothing we can do, you know? Like, it's nothing you can avoid. It's nothing. It's nothing. This is what's going to happen. We can give you medicine before you meet this person. And I thought I remembered to run away from this person. To run away from the people setting me up. To run away from the people taking money from me. To run away from the people stealing from me. We can see it all, but we can't prevent it. But we know who's who. We know this person's going to take me on a roller coaster ride. That's going to make me sick. That's going to make... But we can prevent the sickness, but you have to go through it. You have to go through it. And there's nothing we can do. That's why I would hate to have children that went through what I went through. So I will fight for them to prevent it. I will have to. I will have to for a better life for them. If they ever are in a predicament that I was in. You know, if I got the strength. You know, people talking about you. People taking pictures of you. People want to show you off. People trying to prevent you from having children. People, it's a lot that comes with it, because I'm somebody of significance. I'm somebody of significance. So it's like, dang, we have to find a way to stop this dude. And that's when the medicine and pills and all that stuff I was taking came into place. You know, I never smoked Black & Miles. My mind was being tampered with for me to smoke. They couldn't get to me, so they had to find a way for me to harm myself. And then it came to a time where I had to defend myself. And I believe I did it excellent for the most part. You know, some things I wish I could have did more. But I'm here and I'm thankful. You know. And the girl knew. She knew these things was occurring. I guess that's why she left at the time. And I couldn't see her. And there's nothing she can do. You know, we had the good time we had. Girl I love so much. You know, I was in love. Things just went on a pause for a long time. You know, I can't say if she was with somebody else. At that point, it really didn't matter, because I was going through different emotions, different things, you know. So I couldn't think about what I would have done, what I could have done. The best thing was to separate at the time. You know, did I want it to? No. You know, I was working. They messed with my mind then. And I had that job back. They was messing with my relationship. You know, thank goodness, I'm sure she knew. because everything was occurring, but it was told to people in advance. You can date him, but this is what he has to go through. You're either going to stick with him or you're not. That's what he has to go through. We can't prevent it. But we can show the both of you. You know, he has something. He's a celebrity. Might not be shown on YouTube. Might not be shown on social media. I go live. It might not pop up in your read, in your feel. But he is somebody. So make your decision. You know, we can't prevent it. But we can prevent the sickness. We can prevent the illness. You know, the best way we can. You know? But people are pulling him away from you. People are pulling him away. So I fought through, and now those people are not in my life no more. I don't want friends. You know, I got everything returned to me, the money that was stolen, the items, the phones I had from a long time ago was stolen, Blackberries I had. I had a lot of Android phones back then that I didn't even know I still exist, like I still had. But it was stolen from years ago. You know, I found out people were sending me to the store to spend my money for their need. Snickers, chicken, my money. You know, food stamps is your money. I had food stamps at the time. That is your money, you know. And people were surrounding myself with them. And I was draining myself. I'd end up homeless. Trying to run and do... pleasure everybody's needs. Excuse me. That's not the proper word. That sounds gay. But feed everybody's needs. You know? It'd have been tragic. And I was trying myself during the rough times to get away from these people. But these people was calling me, and because of my situation, I had to answer. And that's when things got worse. These people numbers in my phone, I can't even delete it. I can't block them. I'm 1 second from throwing this phone at a lake. Dead serious. I want a new phone. I want a new phone. I don't even go where people be at. I go places where I can wear sweats and wear my red hoodie and wear any sneakers I want, slippers. I look a mess. I'm not gonna lie, no haircut. I show myself on social media. I do my own mustache. But I distance myself from a lot of people. Yes, I miss some people. I'm not gonna lie. Not people, I miss a person. Because that energy was good. And always laugh. And she always give me an encouraged word. You know, times was just fun around her, you know. And this is just a friend. It was nothing like that. I didn't want it to be nothing like that. It was just a friend. We joke like that, I admit. But it was just a friend. You know? But everything ended, and it had to end. And that's why I'm thankful for. You know, if I don't see these people, it's for a reason. You know, people was charging me without my consent. I gave somebody $20 on their birthday. Didn't mean to. It was just like, you're a grown man working a job. I'm not even working. And I'm giving you money trying to please you. I'm the celebrity. I'm somebody of significance. You're just high around your peers. I'm high around the world. I'm high around the world. I can go to the library right now and pull a book about me that people are paying to read. People are taking out to read. I'm somebody. And I don't need to tell a lot of people that. You know, people are just famous in this small town. But once you get out and you get that same fame, that's who you are. There's no buzz here. You could buzz here and not get a dollar. I've seen it happen. I don't want to be famous here. I want to be famous in a bigger city. And it happened. I walked the streets of Manhattan taking pictures. I did it before. Cameras follow me. I did it before. I did it. I know what fame is like. I know what having money is like. Not spending the money. I know what having is. Somebody showing me this is yours. I know what it's like. I know what females use you is like. I know what a female wants you is like. I know what a female heard of you and surround herself with you because she wants something from you. And it's not money. And I had the one who just want money. I had the one who wants something more. But their mind wasn't right, you know? Their mind wasn't right. These people had, it was past tense. That means just my past was catching up to my present. My past was catching up to my present. I was running into people that I distanced myself from. And it all connected like, oh, you? Oh, heck nah, you from New York? And you out here? You the person? Or you? Oh, no, bro. I got to get out of here. And I was already stuck, so I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave, dog. And that's what we're saying. Like, I was known from the beginning that this was going to happen, but I couldn't prevent it. But when it happened, I'm like, this is what happened. And this is going to happen. And just roll with it. Just roll with it. We took the medicine. Just roll with it, dog. Try to do something different. Try to do something. Try to make it home. I'm just trying to make it home. You get home, they're kicking you out the house. See, you're back at this place. Or you make it out and you in the back. They come to the restaurant to pick you up. And you just jump in the car. You in the back. It's like, go home. Just go home, dog. Just go home. Because you're around bums and they're surrounding themselves with you and you know they bums. Anybody trapping out a bando was a bum. Only people made themselves known like that who have something today. Most people they don't have anything. You know, I was in the house with roaches. But with a lot of dirty things, and I couldn't leave. You know, I was told in advance these things was going to take place. You know, at the worst times, I found out I have a child. And I'm not sure if I can speak about it, but I'm just telling you guys. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if it was true or not. You know, I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling inspired. I'm like, oh, no, dog. Is you serious? Can I see him? Can I see her? Can I speak to them? I just want to hold him. And I see his face. I'm just venting, dog. I vent on here because I can't speak to nobody without it. When I speak to somebody about it, they say, oh, you don't got nothing, bro. You don't got no child. You know, they joke about it, and I guess it's not able to talk about it, which is fine. We don't want to talk about it. That's fine. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. Or we have to play dumb, that's fine as well, too. To protect, I guess, that's fine. But that's why the reason I went through everything. Most of the stuff I went through. To protect. Because things could have been a lot worse. You know? The girl cannot probably look at me. Or just be around me. Or cannot stand me at all. You know? But I'm just venting, though. You know, I'm just venting. I've been through a lot, you know, so I have a lot to say. I guess it's not time for it. I can feel the energy. It's not time for it. Some things I shouldn't have mentioned. But it's just weighing on me. It's just weighing on my shoulder. It's weighing on me. So I did what any adult would do, is to vent. I'm not gossiping. I'm sharing my story. To help you. Maybe help another person. You know, this, what I do all day is read the word. I haven't wrote a rhymes in a long time. I take that back. I did write a rhyme. I wrote a few bars the other day. A couple weeks ago, I probably wrote a few bars. But I don't have time to. Because I wrote so much back then. I knew this time was coming. And I knew I wasn't going to have time to write. I wasn't going to have time to record. So I put out the music in advance. I sent the music to the producer in advance. I read over the contract in advance. This is just me and producer. I don't have no record label or nothing like that. PTSN is my record label. I have a agreement with the producer that he gets paid for making the beats, and I get paid for writing. Because I got tired of purchasing beats online, and these people was taking my money, and I wasn't able to upload the song on YouTube for some features I did. So I'm with a producer. He still happened to be in the rap game, so it's fine. Lady Luck, the greatest entertainment, I appreciate her. I love her. Beautiful song is out. Tune in. Beautiful song. I think it made the top 50 iTunes. Probably the top 30 right now, if I believe. Top 40. That's real music. That's real music. But I'm not going to get into that, though. I just rise and be thankful, y'all. No matter what names people call me. No matter if I'm by myself for a while. If I'm lonely for a while, you know, I still have my dad to talk to. I call my sister when I know her phone gets right. And, speak to my nieces and nephews. Stuff like that, you know? Stuff to keep me going. Yeah, man. I look a hot mess. I'm not going to tell you I have the latest Gucci. I'm not going to tell you I have the latest Louis Vuitton. I have Gucci in my closet. It don't fit. It's too big. I'm not big like that. Yes, I have a stomach I need to lose, but I ain't too big to wear. I wore it once. You have people who don't want me to have anything. You have people on social media telling me, we're cool, I love you. But when I pay for that message, to see what they real thought is, it's F you. Is I hate you. Same thing, F you, hate you, same thing to me. He knows. I don't mention nobody's names, but I just stay out of the way. Aim.tv.